If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends, and welcome inside this, the Riverland Roofing Studios. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Riverland powers everything we do here at Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. An affiliate of On Three, all Ole Miss, all the time, for the low, low price of $1. Sign up and join us today. We want you there. We want to talk with you on the message board. And today's guest, as only the Ole Miss Spirit can provide you, is Austin Simmons. Again, the second time, his second return trip to this podcast after our visit at College Corner back for Double Decker. Going to talk about a number of different football topics, because for football, at least, this is the dead period. Most every kid has left town to go train back at home, spend some time with the family before returning in June for the offseason program. And also in June, as I'm planning the week here at Talk of Champions, Javon Patterson, interviewing him this afternoon, former Ole Miss football player, now the associate director of development, former student athlete relations for Ole Miss. And he's coordinated a celebrity softball game that is scheduled for June 5th, Thursday evening, June 5th, with Dante Moncrief, Lane Kiffin, Terrence Davis, Caitlin Lee, Will Allen, Keith Carter, Chris Beard, Coach Yo, Bradley Sowell, my God, Bradley Sowell, who I talked to earlier this week when he found out about this softball game. There was no way he was going to be denied playing it. He fully believes he is the best softball player of all the former athletes that have come through Ole Miss. So he will put that to the test on June 5th. And I would encourage all of you to come to that event. Come hang out with me, because I'll be there doing play-by-play, a live podcast, hopefully talking to as many people that are willing to come to the Riverland tent, where you'll find me and you'll find Billy Landis, my guy, who has been so incredibly supportive for me in this podcast and our website, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On Three, for the last handful of years. And this celebrity softball game announced for June 5th is another good example of that. So Javon Patterson coming up. But otherwise, these are the dog days for football, right? There's not a ton going on. The dead period for basketball. Also, there's a little bit of a quiet time now because of all the portal and transfer activity. Ole Miss has one spot remaining, as Chris Beard and company. However, the dead period started on Tuesday and runs through June 1st. There's this little bit of a reprieve for most everything except Ole Miss baseball. Ole Miss baseball went into the SEC tournament last night needing a win, at least one win, preferably over Florida, and they got Florida, and they beat them 3-1 to enhance, if not lock in, their hosting bona fides. If you were worried about Ole Miss getting that one win, you can rest easy now. They got Florida. They beat them 3-1. Can we just take a moment to appreciate how good Hunter Elliott is? Before we jump to Austin Simmons, who was one of the few bright spots for Ole Miss baseball last year as a relief pitcher, he's no longer playing for Ole Miss baseball. He's no longer pitching for Ole Miss baseball. He's the QB1 for Ole Miss football. And he's back in Florida training with the quarterback coach he's had since fourth grade. He's going to tell you a little bit about that, as well as some snub stuff for Cade Lee. He doesn't really care about the rankings or this, that, and the other, and answer questions from you, as only he can do on this podcast and at the Ole Miss Spirit. Again, omspirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Sign up today for just $1. But he's back in Florida. He's training while Ole Miss baseball is in Hoover, punching theoretically punching its ticket to a regional host come next week. But here's the question. Has Ole Miss done enough? Going into the SEC tournament, Jacob Rudner from Baseball America, pretty much everyone you look around and talk to or read was saying a win over Florida should be enough. If you want to leave no doubt, beat Arkansas Friday. Ole Miss gets number two seed, Arkansas on Friday. That would all but solidify. I mean, there'd be no questions asked. But I think right now, just with the Florida win, Ole Miss is going to host, because it went into Hoover competing with Florida, among other teams in its conference, but specifically Florida, who had been playing so well, had won 14 of their last 18 games, or maybe a little bit better, 16 of their last 18 games, something like that, and had really been one of the hottest teams in the country, let alone the SEC, the best baseball conference in America, had been on fire at the end of the year and was making this late season hosting charge. So that's a huge statement for Ole Miss. You can't put Florida in as a host over Ole Miss at this point. Ole Miss owned them this year, and despite how well they played at the end of the year, Ole Miss still did what it has done all year against Florida and beat them on Wednesday night. And a huge, huge win for a number of reasons, not the least of which Hunter Elliott. And that's what I really wanted to touch on before we jump to Austin Simmons. Can we take a minute to appreciate the greatness of Hunter Elliott? Truly appreciate the greatness of Hunter Elliott. In his return season from Tommy John, multiple injuries, injuries that would have derailed any and all other careers probably. And Hunter Elliott is back, and he's pitching in consequential games in May, late May, about to be June. It has been a long time coming, and when they needed Hunter Elliott to be Hunter Elliott, not to have some decreased velo or some location issues, no. Go out there and cool one of the hottest lineups in the country in a do-or-die game for a host, and Hunter stuffed. When the offense couldn't get anything going, Hunter Elliott, even with traffic on the base pass, what did he do? He held them down. He wouldn't give in to Florida and allow them to get ahead of Ole Miss in any way. He did what Hunter Elliott has quite honestly done his entire Ole Miss career. Took the ball in the biggest opportunity, the biggest moment, and went out there and stuffed. He was robbed of years at Ole Miss because of injury, but in the 2022 National Championship run, it wasn't just Dylan DeLucia as the MVP. Hunter Elliott had a case as well. He pitched golden in the College World Series to win as a freshman, a true freshman, and now in his final Ole Miss season, in the biggest game to date, all the hosting ramifications, what does Hunter Elliott do? He goes out there and absolutely stuffs. He went 5.1 innings, allowed no earned runs on two hits with eight strikeouts and just one walk. Florida scored, the only run that Florida scored was unearned, and he got the win to move to 9-3. Now, wins for pitchers, well, we don't want to get too much into that. Wins are stupid for pitchers, in my opinion. But Hunter Elliott, when they needed him to step up, did it again. So when you think of the greatest Ole Miss pitchers of all time, you never debate Doug Nikhazy. There's going to be some debate on Gunnar Hoglund only because he was, like Hunter, banged up a lot. But when you take in the consequential nature of some of these starts for Hunter, he is going to go down in Ole Miss history as, without a doubt, a top 10, if not better top 5, pitcher in Ole Miss history. Now, I can make a lot of cases for a lot of guys, right? Will Klein comes to mind. Ryan Rollison comes to mind. Mark Holloman comes to mind. We could go deep into the well. Lance Lynn, Cody Satterwhite. There are a lot of great pitchers and accomplished pitchers. Christian Trent. I don't want to leave anybody out. Drew Pomeranz, coming back on short rest in the regional and pitching eight, an irresponsible start, throwing 100 pitches after 100 pitches the 2 days before, and it is now etched in Ole Miss lore. It's probably one of the greatest single game achievements in Ole Miss sports history. Drew Pomeranz on that Monday, I'd never seen anything like it. I was sitting there in the press box, outside the press box, watching this brilliance happen in real time, and that's kind of what Hunter Elliott's start reminded me of when he faced Florida in Hoover, because for four innings, it was just Hunter Elliott keeping them silent. Like, he was on his own to prevent that 0-0 tie from going in Florida's favor. And, man, did he do everything and more to get Ole Miss to that place. And then give credit to Mike Bianco. A lot has been said about Mike Bianco this year. Back-to-back losing seasons, falling in the national championship, abysmal seasons. This year, some frustration with lineup and bullpen construction and utilization. Some things that always frustrate you with Mike Bianco. And yesterday, he played it perfectly. After five and a third innings for Hunter Elliott, goes to Mason Morse, who's probably been their most valuable arm all year, and he took care of things, including a one-pitch double play when he replaced Hunter Elliott there in the sixth inning. So, and also, shout-out to Connor Spencer, man. The senior entered in the top, finished the Gators off, three strikeouts. That's what it's supposed to look like. And now Ole Miss is firmly, if not secured, in the hosting position. So let's just take a minute. I wanted to take a minute on this Thursday to say, Hunter Elliott, you're one of the GOATs. You're Doug Nikhazy. You're Ryan Rollison. You're Christian Trent, who said, hey, don't worry, guys, after the loss, the game one loss in Lafayette Super Regional, he says, don't worry, guys. This right, patting his arm. This right here. We got this going tomorrow. And sure enough, he's stuffed. Hunter Elliott essentially did the same. He went out there and said, guys, don't worry. Ole Miss knew it needed this win, this one win above anything else. Like, I think Arkansas is still, if they lose, they're going to host. But that would, seal it completely. No doubt it's happening. But the fact that regional baseball should be, because it's not confirmed, but should be, after that Florida win especially, should be returning to Oxford, Mississippi. What a testament to Mike Bianco, Hunter Elliott, this whole group of Rebels that came together, have been very good all year. And even when they've had some disappointing things, they've still held the line. Judd Udemark has been such an incredible ambassador for Ole Miss this year, not just for this podcast, because he does have a podcast occasionally here on the Talk of Champions Podcast Network called Judd U. Luke Chang is a glue guy stepping in at shortstop because of the struggles for Owen Pano. Ryan Mormon and Mitch Sanford and Isaac Humphrey all stepping into starting roles in the outfield. Now, Ole Miss loses all that for next year. That's another topic for another day. Because in 2025, Ole Miss is back where it belongs, hosting a regional. Now, can you host a super? Now, can you, can you make a run? Can you get back to, because like the last time Ole Miss hosted a super regional was 2009. Now, they're not going to be able to really do that this year. But they're just not going to be able to climb that high as a seed. But now you're back on track talking about things we're used to talking about with Ole Miss baseball. The last 2 years were unlike any other years in Ole Miss baseball history under Mike Bianco. So to be able to rebound and in the biggest, most consequential game of the year perform so well, tip of the cap. Tip of the cap to everybody at Ole Miss baseball. It is exactly what Ole Miss needed on Wednesday. And now they should be firmly in the hosting discussion. Now, Austin Simmons was a big part of Ole Miss baseball last year. That's unfortunate because a true freshman bullpen arm should never be like one of the far and away best storylines of a baseball season. But it was that bad for Ole Miss baseball, and Austin Simmons was actually that good. He's no longer a baseball player. He's the quarterback for Ole Miss football, replacing Jackson Dart. And I got on the horn with him yesterday before his workout, and we talked about a number of different topics, including his training in Florida, back home, what he's working on right now, and a bunch of other matters, including questions answered for you, the Ole Miss fan. So here he is. It's Austin Simmons on Talk of Champions. Thank you for joining me today. This is going to kind of wrap it up. It's just kind of a dog day afternoon type of podcast. But where else could you get a dog day afternoon podcast that includes Austin Simmons as the guest? Come on. It's Talk of Champions. All I ask is that you subscribe, rate, review, go to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of all three. Sign up, support our friends, Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. B&A Bank, love them, a hometown bank. If you're looking for a financial home and for good people to take care of you and really that you can trust, B&A Bank is the only place for you to go. It's been my hometown bank my entire life, and good people, I know them all. And there's nobody I would trust with my money more than B&A Bank. Our thanks to College Corner, who, if you haven't been in their store, Austin Simmons was there. Go watch that podcast from last month when I went to Double Decker, sitting there at College Corner, one of the best, I mean, the best store, in my opinion, to get your Ole Miss gear and collectibles and whatever you want to look for there off of Sisk Avenue, right beside that, like close to that Malco Theater, this really exploding area with all that stuff over there off of Sisk Avenue. College Corner's right there. Great store, and they've been tremendous for us. So I just want to give them shouts out. And again, thank y'all for everything y'all have done for us here at Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, our greatest year to date as far as users and sessions and all those things. Let's keep it going. Let's build this thing to be the greatest Ole Miss community there can possibly be. And it all is a credit to you, the Ole Miss fan. So thank you for everything you've done for me and for my website. Continue to support, continue to throw in. Join us for that softball, celebrity softball tournament on June 5th, a Riverland production, an Ole Miss Spirit production. I'll be there. Billy will be there. Javon Patterson, who will be on this podcast tomorrow, will be there. But today, it's Austin Simmons. He won't be there because he's still going to be in Florida training and do all those kind of things. But he has a lot of work to do this summer. He is the face of the program. He is doing so many important things. And this is his first opportunity to answer your questions submitted at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Here's Austin Simmons, and this is Talk of Champions.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome inside Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett. He's Austin Simmons, Ole Miss quarterback. How are you, Austin? What's going on?
Doing good. I'm actually about to go train in a few. You actually called me right before my session.
Oh, is that that's why you can kind of tell he's a little subdued as I talked to him. I was like, Austin, you everything okay? Oh, because you about to have to put that work in, man. Where are you training at?
I'm down at home right now.
Yeah,
I guess until work. Yep.
All right. So as far as the off season and like everybody kind of being where they are right now, what is the schedule? What all are y'all doing and kind of how are you keeping the team together as y'all all have gone back at least for a little bit until y'all report back to the summer? Kind of how you keeping everybody together, everybody communicating, everybody trying doing what they're supposed to do in this little break time. Was it needed after all the work you've been putting in for the last handful of months?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's needed for every athlete to just have a few days just to chill, relax. You know, especially with all the stress you've been dealing with in the past few weeks. You know, it's just a good time to really just recover and just build on to go heavy ramp into summer.
Yeah. Well, who are you trading with? Who you got down there with you?
Just my quarterback coach, Oliver Bozeman.
So how long has the relationship with the quarterback coach been? I mean, how long you known this guy and kind of what's the work entail as you put in that work today?
He's been my quarterback coach since fourth grade, really. Wow. Just overall, just everything, really.
When did you know that this was the right quarterback coach for you? When did you know, oh, this is the fit, man. This is the one that's kind of working for me. And what does he do to kind of what is the work that he puts you through that's made you click with him and just made the right choice to go with him as your quarterback coach for so long? Because that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, he's also left-handed. Played football in Mississippi as well. He played at Alcorn State. He's an alumni from there. And really just he has a better off-the-field understanding of, I talk to him about a lot of things and really just – I just have that bond with him that, I'll never get with any other coach,
We talk about this stuff all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3, Austin and this team coming up for y'all this year. And one thing that I've noticed is there's been some top wide receiver lists come out. And I talked to Caden about this, and I wanted to know how you thought about this. Why ain't Caden getting any love? And are there any other kind of Ole Miss teammates of yours that you think aren't getting the love that they should be getting right now? How has he grown? Because you've been closer with him than anybody since y'all got here together. How has he really grown and become this dynamic wide receiver that he is?
He just has a different approach than most. He's unique. He doesn't take anything lightly. He plays his game with all his heart. He puts everything on the line. So that by itself just tells you how much of a dog he really is, on and off the field.
What's it like? Well, his offseason's been interesting too, because I talked to him, like I said, he's been working out with Jaden Daniels, and that's something that you're seeing across the landscape, right? Guys training year round, but also having these training sessions with guys like Jaden Daniels. For you, who all have you worked out with? What's been a unique workout experience for you so far in terms of, did you travel somewhere to work out with somebody? And what was it like to see guys like Kay get out there with the rookie of the year in the NFL last year, work with him? Just what's that like as far as how y'all train and really dipping into everybody's toolbox, if you can, right, to try to add to your own? What's that been like this offseason?
I mean, in my opinion, you don't really – it's not really beneficial to me to, like, work with other people rather than, like, your own teammates. So it doesn't really help me much, like, when I'm training with, like, an NFL receiver rather than my own receivers, because at the same time, it's only beneficial to them because they're getting those reps in their own timing and their own type of scheme, their own playbook. I'd rather want to have a workout that's beneficial to me and to my teammates as well. So I've been focusing on that, just prioritizing that.
Well, that's a good way to put it, man. And you can tell that the work you've been putting in has been getting some things done. Ole Miss fans were excited about Austin coming on this podcast today, and they've got some questions for you. So I'm going to start with Ole Memes on Twitter, @Ole_Memes. They want to know, hey, Austin, I see the so-called experts, and you kind of touched on this already, talking about the top quarterbacks in the upcoming season, and they're all asleep, according to Ole Memes, when it comes to Austin. I want to know if that drives you, because we know what you're capable of. Tell him we believe in him. So what do you think about that?
I mean, I don't really care much about that, honestly. That's their opinion. Sure, it'll, like, give me a drive, makes me want to, like, push myself even more just to prove everyone wrong. But, like, at the end of the day, I just want to win. Rankings don't really matter if you don't win, in my opinion. So, like, that's always been my biggest thing, just to go out there, just put everything on the line, just go 12-0 and win a national championship.
All four Rebels, what does Austin think about the quarterback room with the spring changes, and who do you see as QB2 right now?
I'm not sure right now. There's been a lot of changes in the quarterback room. We're just going to have to wait till fall camp to really, like, make a judgment on that, really.
Today, Ole Miss committed Rice's Shaquik Itrash, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Probably not, because I screw names up constantly. That joins the room. Does the Rice quarterback with Austin, with A.J. Maddox, who's hurt right now with a broken hand, with Oklahoma State's Maluaika Smith, and then Ferris State's Trinidad Chambliss. What was the room like in the spring? Was it difficult? Because it was you and A.J. Pierce Clarkson a little bit. He's now at UCLA. But that room itself, could you tell that y'all were lacking as far as depth is concerned? Because no one's questioning if Austin Simmons is going to be the guy, right? But the depth behind you, especially when A.J. went down, could you tell that there was a real need that needed to be addressed?
I mean, in a certain sense, yeah, you could say that. But end of the day, you know, coaches, like, you know, they're going to do their job and really, like, you know, put us in the best position, you know, as far as the depth chart and really, like, making sure that we're, like, have all the tools we need going into the season. So, like, I felt as though that was going to be handled in the offseason. But in that current moment, like, during spring, I was really just focused on, like, getting everyone together, getting everyone on the same page. So that's really, like, been, like, a whole big effect on me.
All four Rebs, has Austin had any time with the high school prospect quarterbacks, and we're not going to name names here, but talking to those recruits, because you're a big part of the recruiting piece for Ole Miss, talking about why Ole Miss is a good launch pad for quarterbacks. And if you were talking to a quarterback, why is Ole Miss a good launch pad for quarterbacks? All four Rebs asks Austin Simmons.
You could look at the past quarterbacks and, like, seeing, like, the stats with Coach Kiffin. Like, that just speaks, like, loud volume on its own. Seeing, like, that he puts, like, the whole offensive unit in, like, in the right position, you know, you have great minds like Charlie Weiss, then you have Coach Joe Judge. Like, we have, like, a very great resume of coaches with, like, high-level experience, like, in this one program. So, like, just having everyone that, like, puts you in the right position, that'll, like, make sure that you're set and ready to, like, go execute a play every single time. So it's great to have that. And, like, I would say this is probably, like, the most quarterback-friendly offense in the country, in my opinion.
And I'm sure that's something you sell to recruits as well. What is it like, though, now, the conversations now with recruits from your seat to where it was? You know what I mean? Because obviously it's different, your QB1 now. But as that responsibility has grown, how have you taken to the recruiting piece? I mean, what do you think about bringing guys in and trying to help along? What's that kind of like for you now?
I'd really say, like, it's a good, like, it's really beneficial for me to, like, really, like, be more outgoing, helps me in that type of, like, area of being a quarterback, I would say. And, like, just, like, handling and, like, you know, controlling, like, you know, meeting new people, just, like, getting to know them, like, for who they are, like, outside the field, like, getting to know them, like, just as a like a person, because at the end of the day, we're all people. Mm-hmm. Like, you could look at us like as football players, but at the end of the day, we're still people. And like, we'd rather like people want to know us like outside the field anyway. So like, just getting to know them outside the field, like, that's probably the best thing that I could ever do.
Two questions from TS Reb. How do you rate yourself as a runner versus a passer? That's a hard one.
You just gotta wait and find out.
Oh, see, that was cold. That was cold, Austin. That was cold. Okay, that's good. I like that. All right, who do you think are the best? Are two of the best DBs in coverage for Ole Miss? For Ole Miss right now, who do you think are our two best defensive backs right now in coverage? Who would you say?
Oh, I can't even name names off the top of my head right now, honestly.
No kidding. Yeah, it's hard now. That's the thing.
Like, it's a lot of new players. Like, but like, I'm a great like face person.
Mm.
Like, I know everyone from last year, like TJ Banks. Like, I know, like, I'm still getting around there. Like, this is like, you need the off season. Like, but definitely. Hold on.
I can get, if you can give me a number, I can give you a name.
Actually, give me a couple names. Like,
all right, TJ Banks, Cedric Beavers. That's the JUCO 4-star that starts with mm-hmm. the end. Sage Ryan from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cole, who's back.
You have Capenna as well.
See, I couldn't pronounce his name. I was going to say the Washington State transfer. So you're already ahead of me, man. Look, see, like, that's a name. And I've been covering a dude since he committed. So, yeah, of those guys, of what you saw in the spring.
I would say I have faith in all of them, honestly. Like, at the end of the day, we still have, you know, the one and only Peter Golden, you know. And really, like, just he'll put everyone in the right spot. Like, just, like, to make sure that we're solidified on defense, to make sure that we're in the right call. So I wouldn't, like, worry too much about the DB room. You're just kind of to, like, go out there and execute anyway. Because you could be as good as you can, you still have to go out there and execute.
I think we need to make it a thing for everyone to call Pete Golding Peter, because for some reason it just is hilarious to me and rolls off the tongue better.
I just call him PG. That's PG right there.
Well, and that's a good nickname. Peter just sounds very formal, you know. And when you talk to most Ole Miss fans, don't know this. When you talk to Pete Golding, it's like talking to your best friend. And like, it's impossible not to dig that dude, right? I mean, he's a different
kind of
person.
Can't hate him.
Oh, it's impossible. It's impossible. Yeah. No. He's one of those dudes that it's just it's impossible not to like. Reb Guy 22. Can Austin hit 7 of 10 free throws in basketball today if he had to and with only one warm-up shot? Don't be
humble. I like betting on myself. Yeah, I'll do it.
See, I'm sitting here like, Austin, don't be humble. You could. Cold. Like,
I
did you play all sports coming up in high school?
No. It was just strictly baseball, football, sometimes track. That's it.
But do you have?
But I never like ran in a meet though. So like, it was just like training purposes only.
Like, see, I was going to say, like, I would have loved to have seen Austin Simmons run some hurdles, bro. Cause like, I couldn't get past the first one. You know what I mean?
That's not my speed.
He's like, I'm good on that. But basketball, you do have some hoops in your bag, right?
My dad does. My dad never really put me in that sport. I wanted to, but like you just said, no, it's too much. That's a lot of stress because like basketball like starts in the fall and like in Florida high school. So like that's a lot. So
your dad played ball? Your dad was a big basketballer?
Yeah, he's a baller. He's just short, man.
Here's the thing. When did could you get your dad today if you needed to? Right? Because that's the big thing coming up. All I ever want to do is beat my dad in basketball. So you're taller than him. Could you get him?
As far as what, like,
if y'all were playing pickup to 21, he's a baller, a little shorter, but you're Austin Simmons, right? I'm just saying, who should I put my money on?
Oh, me. Okay. I don't like losing.
Like that, Austin.
I don't like losing, so I'll put everything on blue.
Oh, that's so funny. My man said he didn't even need a warm up shot. Yeah, do you play basketball, Austin? No, not really. I'd still do it.
I feel like all baseball players are dogs in every other sport. So, like, that's been a stereotype.
I think that's true, though. Like, if you're good at baseball, odds are you're the quarterback of the football team. You're probably not the point guard because you didn't have a handle, but you could catch and shoot it, too. You know what I mean?
Probably like, power forward, maybe.
Dude, maybe. I bet you could rock it. Like, especially in high school ball, man, I bet you could, like, at 6'3", dude, a lefty. Like Murphy Holloway at Ole Miss could only go left. He'd tell you that to this day. God bless him. One of my dear friends. And that man was about 6'6 for the SEC, finished at Ole Miss as one of only a handful of players in the SEC history with over 1,000 points and 500 rebounds. I'm not saying Austin Simmons could be Murphy. I'm just saying I think you could eat some people's lunch, man, because you got the feet, right? Would you do the turnaround J, or would you be more like driving and trying to
– Just driving it, man.
Yeah, I can see that. Have you dunked before?
Yeah, I can dunk.
You'll be shocked to learn, Austin, that this guy has never dunked before, and it's like – or had abs, you know, so you're already living better than me. All right, here we go. Johnny Rebel, will he thank God first at his Heisman ceremony?
Well, of course.
Of course, but I mean, I love that you didn't blink at Heisman ceremony. What, like, I mean, obviously, you don't think about awards, you don't think about blah, 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 blah. But knowing how far you've come and where you're going, right, and kind of what this season means, how cool is it for you to be in this place, right, and for your hard work since fourth grade with a quarterback coach that you're still with, your dad not, you know, not putting you in all the sports, just only have – to be in this spot, it's got to be pretty special. I know this is not a reflection time, but also you're at home. Who gives a crap? And we're on a podcast. So is it kind of cool to be in this spot now? And what does that responsibility feel like?
I say it's a big responsibility, you know, like just coming off from last year, you know, seeing the like legacy that's been built, you know, over the years, you know, under Lane Kiffin, like just taking over. And I would say like it's probably like the best place to ever be at. You know, especially like with the type of support we have, the type of drive this whole community has, like into like the whole football program is like one of a kind. So like, it's just something like you could only dream of having like as a starting quarterback. So like, of course, like this is probably the best position I'll ever be in and the only position I ever want to be in.
Awesome to hear, man. All right, your favorite receiver, according to A9, I know you're not going to answer this, A9172, a bunch of numbers. Who is his favorite wide receiver in the red zone? There's no way you answer that.
I'm not answering that.
Austin, you could have just like, I'll give you some names, right? All right, who are some good red zone options? Who were some good red zone options in the spring? Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll give you names. I'm not naming one. That's why I'm saying no.
Which See, is I'm, fine, you know. All right, give me some names. Give me some red zone dudes.
Stribling? All Odom?
Right. Duh.
You have Trey Wallace. Also, I'll put Caden Lee in there. You know, like I like scheming up like in the like slots. I like all our outside guys. You know, I like Deuce as well. Like, is it just like a fade, or is it like?
All right, if your throw it's a gotta have it 2-point conversion red zone to win. The call is for a fade to who? Who are you throwing the fade to today for the 2-point conversion? Obviously, you don't run a 2-point conversion fade, but my point is, if this was the one play you had to make, you had to throw the fade to one of these waters, you had to pick today. I'm not saying they're your favorite. I'm just saying you just feel like you had to get it done. It's probably Caleb in 6'4 in the hoops, right? He's built like a freaking linebacker.
Yeah, that's a tank right there.
Yeah, he's a freaking tank.
You would think he's coming down with the ball 50-50.
Just put it up there. If he doesn't get it,
just throw it up.
Yeah, what the hell happened? All right, last one. Rebel Duckman, which quarterbacks growing up watching did you try, if any, to mold your game after?
Oh, that's going to sound such fanboyish, man.
It's okay. It's not. Why? Like, I don't understand kids these days. Don't let this fool you. I told you this is a college corner. I'm 38 years young, and buddy, look, I grew up idolizing Michael Vick. Do you think I was Michael Vick? No, I was closer to Jared Lorenzen. I'm just simply asking who caught your eye, right? Like, who was the ones that are like, dude, these are some dudes, man. These, because you're not doing the Dylan Raiola, right? Where Dylan's doing a little too much about, like, copying Patrick Mahomes. Who's your guy, though, that, like, is a little bit like your game, or at least you could see a little yourself in, and maybe you like growing up and fashion some stuff? Pulled from?
No, I like Marcus Mariota.
That's pretty good.
Like Marcus, Tua, Mike Vick, of course. And, like, honestly, I just being cerebral, like Aaron Rodgers. Like, just, like...
Yeah.
I just love, like, his accuracy when it comes to, like, everything. You know, like, really, like, just putting the ball, like, in the right place, like, knowing where to go with the ball. And, of course, you love Peyton Manning.
Of course. You got to say Eli too.
Okay, I'd say Eli because he's probably watching this right now.
Yeah, Eli.
Eli, I love you too.
Look, I got you still on my wall, Eli. All right, you're right here when y'all beat Alabama in 2003 for your Ole Miss Rebels. Okay, so we're still good. Nothing but love, Eli. But
I'll see him on June 26th. So,
wait, what's June 26th?
Manning Passing Academy.
That's right. I'll be there too. I'm pulling up in like I'm hoping to pull up in like a tour bus. Just promise me if I'm there, you won't give me like the cold shoulder. Be like, oh, it's my friend Ben who tried to make me admit. Or say a name of his favorite wide receiver in May when it's not time yet.
It's not time.
But it will be time at the Manning Passing Academy for Talk of Champions, maybe to talk to Austin again, certainly to talk to Eli, my friend Cooper Manning. Archie will be down there, some Ole Miss royalty, of which Austin Simmons is training to become. Good luck today with your training session. Thank you for stopping in for a couple of minutes with me. I enjoyed it, my friend, and let's talk again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me. Howdy, howdy.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.